Welcome to another episode of Tech Pulse, where we delve into the tech stories shaping our world today. Let's kick things off with a look at Google I/O's impact on startups, as highlighted in the latest Startups Weekly.
This week, Startups Weekly cut through the noise of Google I/O, spotlighting key takeaways for entrepreneurs. Despite the buzz around Google I/O, startups like Joni Ive's I/O, acquired by OpenAI for $6.5 billion, made headlines. Klarna's trajectory towards 1 million employees also stood out.
What do these developments mean for startups trying to navigate the tech landscape post-Google I/O?
Well, the focus at Google I/O on AI and cloud innovations presents both opportunities and challenges. Startups must leverage these advancements to scale effectively, as seen with OpenAI's strategic acquisitions.
Moving on, let's discuss a significant security lapse involving Naukri, a leading job portal.
Naukri.com faced a security issue where recruiter emails were exposed via its API. Discovered by researcher Lohith Gowda, this bug could lead to phishing attacks and spam, raising serious data privacy concerns in the recruitment industry.
What steps has Naukri taken to address this vulnerability?
Naukri quickly patched the bug, but the incident highlights the need for robust security measures in handling sensitive data on digital platforms.
Let's pivot to insights from Ileana Quinones of Google Cloud at TechCrunch Sessions AI.
Ileana Quinones emphasized the role of infrastructure in AI democratization, crucial for startups scaling AI solutions. Her insights at TechCrunch Sessions AI underscored the importance of accessible AI tools for innovation.
How do these insights translate to practical strategies for startups?
Startups need to focus on robust AI infrastructure, ensuring scalability and efficiency. Google Cloud's tools are pivotal in supporting these endeavors, enabling broader AI adoption.
Switching gears, let's explore the comprehensive overview of ChatGPT and its evolution.
ChatGPT, with 300 million weekly users, has transformed productivity tools from text generation to video. OpenAI's partnerships and innovations like GPT-40 and Sora highlight its growth despite internal challenges and legal hurdles.
What are the implications of ChatGPT's rapid evolution for businesses and users?
ChatGPT's advancements offer businesses enhanced capabilities in AI-driven tasks, but they must navigate ethical and legal challenges, especially concerning data use and intellectual property.
Now, let's discuss Apple's strategy amidst tariff threats from Trump.
Despite Trump's 25% tariff threat on non-US-made iPhones, analysts advise calm for Apple investors. The potential impact on sales is uncertain, but Apple's market strategies remain resilient.
How might these tariffs affect Apple's long-term business strategy?
Apple may accelerate diversification of its supply chain and production locations to mitigate tariff impacts, maintaining its competitive edge in the global market.
Next, we delve into Netflix's strategy to attract YouTubers.
Netflix is courting YouTubers to expand its content and reach younger audiences. By integrating influencer-led shows, Netflix taps into a demographic that prioritizes digital content consumption.
What challenges does Netflix face with this strategy?
Netflix must balance creator independence with platform requirements, ensuring collaborations do not stifle the unique appeal that influencers bring to their audiences.
Let's discuss the technology brothers and their rise in Silicon Valley.
John Coogan and Jordy Hayes, hosts of TBPN, have captivated Silicon Valley with their unique blend of tech insights and traditional media. Their unconventional approach, including morning routines involving newspaper readings, resonates with tech elites.
How have they managed to capture such attention in a competitive media landscape?
Their success lies in blending humor with deep industry insights, creating a relatable yet informative platform that appeals to both tech veterans and newcomers.
Shifting focus, let's explore the latest in mobility with Uber Freight, Tesla, and Nikola.
Uber Freight is betting on AI to optimize logistics, Tesla faces challenges with its robotaxi service, and Nikola's trucks are being auctioned. These developments highlight the dynamic shifts in the transportation sector.
What do these changes signify for the future of mobility?
They underscore the importance of AI and adaptability in transportation. Companies must innovate continuously to remain competitive in this rapidly evolving landscape.
Next, we turn to ethical discussions at TechCrunch Sessions. AI.
Artemis Seaford and Ion Stoica tackled AI's ethical dilemmas, emphasizing the need for responsible development. As AI tools become more convincing, ensuring safety and trust is paramount.
What are the key takeaways for developers and policymakers?
Developers must prioritize ethical considerations in AI design, while policymakers need to establish frameworks that balance innovation with safety.
Let's talk about Discord's efforts to resolve platform issues.
Discord is addressing challenges from its platform changes, aiming to enhance user experience and regain community trust. The focus is on balancing real-time interaction with organized discourse.
How is Discord planning to achieve this balance?
By developing features that integrate the benefits of both instant messaging and traditional forums, Discord hopes to create a more user-friendly environment.
Turning to Apple, let's examine its stance on Texas' online child safety bill.
Apple CEO Tim Cook urged Texas's governor to reconsider a child safety bill, citing privacy concerns. The bill's requirements could lead to extensive data collection, posing risks to user privacy.
What does this reveal about the ongoing tension between tech companies and regulation?
It highlights the delicate balance tech companies must strike between compliance and protecting user privacy, a recurring theme in regulatory discussions.
Let's explore the situation with Landa's real estate investing platform.
Landa, which offered real estate investment for as little as $5, has gone dark, leaving investors uncertain. This raises questions about the viability of its business model and the future of democratized investing.
What might this mean for similar PropTech ventures?
It underscores the challenges of scaling innovative financial solutions, emphasizing the need for transparency and robust business models.
Now let's discuss Zoox's recent software recall.
Zoox issued a second software recall following a collision incident. The recall aims to address safety concerns and enhance the reliability of its autonomous driving technology.
How does this impact the perception of autonomous vehicles?
It highlights ongoing challenges in ensuring autonomous vehicle safety, crucial for gaining public trust and regulatory approval.
As we wrap up, let's highlight the upcoming TechCrunch Disrupt 2025.
TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 is fast approaching, with limited time to secure discounted passes. This event promises to showcase cutting-edge innovations and provide unparalleled networking opportunities.
Finally, let's talk about pop star Kesha's new venture into the startup world.
Kesha has launched Smash, a platform aimed at connecting and protecting music creators. This move marks her transition from music to entrepreneurship, reflecting a broader trend of celebrities entering tech.
What does Kesha's move into tech signify for the industry?
It illustrates the growing intersection of entertainment and technology, with celebrities leveraging their influence to drive innovation in new sectors.
That's all for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more insights and updates on the tech stories that matter most. Until next time.